Colorado, and a very, very happy Thanksgiving to you from the LeBar household in Centennial, Colorado, to wherever you are. We wish you the very, very best of this season. Wanted to take a moment to make some announcements about the affiliate. And as you're eating your dinner and heading home for some pumpkin pie, yes, one of my favorites. Anyway, I hope that you are staying healthy and safe during this awful pandemic. And next year, we'll have the opportunity to gather in person once again, not only for Thanksgiving and the holidays, but also for state convention. Speaking of state convention, I thought our 2020 Anywhere and Everywhere virtual state convention was awesome, and I appreciate very much your participation and your generosity during the convention. We raised nearly $4,000 in our auction, and we had a great deal of sponsors, not only for the convention, but for our 6.-5K, which also was very successful. We were able to make over $17,000 this year on our 6.-5K, which funded our scholarship program. And I know our four scholarship winners from this year are very appreciative of everybody's generosity to help them in their studies so that they can live the lives they want. Just wanted to make a few other announcements before I let you get back to your holiday. And, you know, at convention, we passed seven resolutions, one of which called upon the Secretary of State, our General Assembly, and the Governor to implement more accessibility in our voting system. What do I mean by that? Well, right now, as you know, because of our work in the state, we're able to mark our ballots using assistive technology, print them out, and then send them in to be counted. But the bugaboo here is we have to actually have to print them. And that is kind of hard because these days, in our modern era, not a lot of people have printers at home. We don't use paper as much as we used to. So this has turned out to be a big barrier. So what we have asked the state to do is allow us not only to mark our ballots accessibly, but to return them electronically. This is something that military voters and overseas voters in our state can do, and we want to extend that system to those of us with print disabilities. Last week, last Wednesday, Curtis Trong and I had a meeting with Jenna Griswold, our Secretary of State, who was at our state convention, and her team, and we talked about this issue extensively, and they are very much in favor of working with us to see how we can get this done. And as you heard at our state convention, Senator Danielson is willing to run the bill. And we've got support from a number of other groups as well. So I think we're going to be able to get this done during the 2021 General Assembly. So be looking forward to that. Speaking of our convention again, I wanted to let you know that on our website, you can not only look at our resolutions off of our homepage, but you can also catch all of the convention audio from the general sessions and banquet and so on. And it's all up there available to listen in case you missed some sessions or wanted to hear some sessions again. Also want to remind you that this coming Wednesday, December 2nd, we will be having a Mountain Time at 5, where we'll be talking about sleep and relaxation and just general good health. That session will be sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals, our friends who make the non-24 solution for those that have chronic sleep troubles and who are blind. So again, the LeBars want to wish you and all of your families the very best of this holiday season. And please stay safe and healthy. We will get through this pandemic and all of these rough times. You know, 2020 has been such a tough and rough year for our country. I, quite frankly, am kind of glad that it's soon to end and we can start afresh, defeat this pandemic, and get on with our lives and get on with the work of building the National Federation of the Blind. Because even though we have made great strides in our 80 years, and should have mentioned that earlier, we did celebrate the 80th birthday of the National Federation of this month, National Federation of the Blind this month. It was on November 16th when the Federation was created in 1940. So happy birthday, Federation, and let's continue to go out and build the National Federation of the Blind. Have a great Thanksgiving.